Screaming fans and pounding music were the soundtrack to Martin Kemp's life in new romantic group Spandau Ballet. But, for the first time, he's revealed the distressing personal cost of that success. His permanent souvenir of those heady years is tinnitus, a relentless high-pitched whistling sound in his head caused by prolonged exposure to loud noise. And he also recently discovered he has high-frequency hearing loss. The dual damage to his hearing is a legacy of playing bass in front of amplified sound systems while performing on stages around the world, when the band were in the height of fame in the 80s. Guitarist Martin was a heartthrob for millions, and along with his brother Gary, Tony Hadley, Steve Norman and John Keeble, the group had hits including True and Gold, as well as 8 top 10 UK albums. He says, "I love the memories, but I can never get away from the tinnitus. It can drive me a bit crazy at times. When I'm busy, it's easier to ignore, as my brain's distracted and seems to have learnt to block it out. It's definitely hardest at night when it's quiet, and all I hear is a loud whistling in my ears." Around 10% of UK adults have mild tinnitus, and the noise experienced ranges from whistling, buzzing and humming, to whooshing and hissing, reckons national charity Action on Hearing Loss. He says around 1% feel the condition affects their quality of life. He also estimates that more than 11 million in the UK have some form of hearing loss. "I was really taken aback by an audiologist telling me recently about the high-frequency hearing loss, but I honestly hadn't noticed it. It's classic rock band hearing loss, which is hardly surprising as I've been in the music industry since I was 17, declares the 55-year-old, who was recently a judge on BBC talent show Let It Shine. When Spandau took off, we had fans screaming and music belting out from towers and amplifiers. I loved every minute of it. Getting home in the early hours after a performance with my ears ringing and whistling was, to me, the mark of a brilliant night," says the actor who starred in gangster film The Craze in 1990 with his brother Gary, and found further fame as Steve Owen in EastEnders for 4 years from 1998. "I wouldn't have dreamt of asking anyone to turn it down. I felt the ringing was like a souvenir of success. You don't think of long-term consequences at that age. Anyway, my ego was so inflated it had left the planet, and I probably wouldn't have listened if someone had warned me. We were 20-something boys on top of the world. I have no regrets." During Spandau Ballet's 2015 tour, he used modern in-ear monitors, but believes they're worse in a way. "Everyone who uses them tends to turn them up too loud, and the sound is being fed right into your eardrum." Although he'd have no qualms about wearing a hearing aid, his hearing loss is not yet bad enough to require it. "There shouldn't be a stigma about hearing aids because they're no different to glasses, and nowadays they're so efficient and tiny, no one can see them," says Martin, who's backing a Specsavers Listen Up campaign to encourage people over 55 to get their hearing tested regularly. "I still love going to concerts. Music's my passion, even though the noise does make the tinnitus worse. But at least I don't stand in front of the speakers now." If Martin appears philosophical about his hearing problems, it's because they pale into insignificance compared to a health crisis in the 90s. In 1995, he was diagnosed with 2 brain tumours and credits his wife of 28 years, Shirley, the couple have 2 children, for getting him through. They met when she was a Wham backing dancer. "It was the most traumatic period I've experienced. I had 2 tumours and one was sitting right on the outside of my skull. If Shirley hadn't spotted that one, I would never have found out about the inside one, and that one would have killed me. I was very fortunate," says Martin, who had 1 tumour removed after diagnosis and the second 2 years later in 1997. "It gives you a perspective on what's important."